Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I am Apostle Christopher McQueen.
And I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, and this is the Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast.
Amen.
We're so happy that you would join us today. We know definitely that there is a word from the Lord for you, and we're excited that God is doing some things.
Yes, He's doing some things.
Amen.
Amen.
I have a lot to share with you today. We're going to go ahead and get into our announcements and into our prayer with none other than Prophetess Crystal McQueen.
God bless you, everybody. Once again, welcome to our show, Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. It is a blessing to be in your presence once again. Amen. And we bless the Lord for this. Just quickly, in the way of announcements, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., please join us for Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast with none other than Apostle Christopher McQueen and myself. On Thursdays, you can join me for Prophetic Atmosphere at www.ctkr.org. That is our website. We've been doing some work there. Please bear with us a little bit more because we're doing some great updates and we have a lot of new information to share with you. So please do check us out. Where? www.ctkr.org. Amen. If any of you would like information concerning our church in general, if you need someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, or if you would just like to send donations, or if you would like myself or Apostle McQueen to come minister at any one of your engagements, as you're on our website, go to the Contact Us tab. Click there, follow the instructions, and someone will contact you within 12 to 24 hours. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Also want to let you know that Christ the King Redemptive Ministries and WOPD, Women of Prophetic Destiny, has Facebook pages. Please go there to our Facebook pages and like us there. Let us know how these broadcasts are blessing your life. And even let us hear any praise reports that you have, what God is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you. God bless you. Now, those are the announcements for this evening. Now, let's bow our heads, prepare our hearts and our minds to receive the Word of God from none other than our Chief Apostle, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Let's pray. God, we bless you. Lord, we just magnify your name and we just give your name all praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your protection. God, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for just giving us life and that more abundantly. Now, Holy Spirit, as we come before you, Father, as we come before you, we just invite the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. Father, we invite his presence right where all those who are our listeners are listening. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit in their atmosphere. in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we humble ourselves at your right hand, and we just begin to bless you. We begin to praise you. We begin to glorify you. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just begin to allow the spirit of revelation and wisdom to come. Father, as the apostle begins to break forth the word on tonight, Father, we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for revelation. We thank you for the spirit of truth that's coming forth tonight in the name of Jesus. Let that truth begin to pierce the hearts and the minds of your people. Father, I'm asking that you would begin to stir us up, Father, that we would begin to seek you ever the more. God, I'm asking that you would stir us up so that we would begin to pray ever the more, so that our will shall line up with your will. You said in your word that my food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to complete his work. God, we're asking right now in Jesus' name, let that word, your word, God, pierce our hearts, sear our minds and our spirits, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking even now that you would begin to press upon your people, those who are not saved, that they will seek after your face and seek after salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just bless your name. We love you. We glorify you. And we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for all you've done. And we thank you for what you're getting ready to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen. And thank you for the awesome dynamic prayer.
Amen.
We are so excited about what God is doing. And I'll tell you just a few things to add to the announcement. We will be going into our facilities, amen, on the 23rd of this month, amen.
Yes,
we
God.
Should be going in.
God be the glory.
Getting the keys, and then comes the elbow work. Anyone who knows, when you go into a building, in order to make it your own, you have to go in and do the work of painting and cleaning and setting stuff up. But on the 23rd, amen, if I'm looking correctly, that's just about a little less than 2 weeks, we will have the keys to the facility in Cocoa, Florida. Amen.
Amen.
So we're looking forward to that. Those of you who are looking for a place where you can go so that you can grow and be taught and trained and develop and mature, that's going to be the place to be. Amen.
Amen.
We'll give you more information as we get closer to the dates. Amen.
Yes.
I'm just looking forward to it because I already know that this is going to be a good thing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we also want to just say to those who are supporting and vision partners with us, this is a good update. Amen. It is your contributions and your charitable contributions and the seats that you sow that allow us to do the gospel. Amen.
Yeah.
So this facility will be it'll be where we're meeting here in Florida, where we are doing our media productions and everything else. And Prophetess has her e-commerce that's going to be coming out of this location. Amen.
Amen.
So y'all need to look good. Y'all need to get a hold to Prophetess because she's going to be able to help take care of some stuff. Amen. Let's see. I want to make sure I get everything. That was the big announcement. And,
Tell them about how we're getting ready to update our website. And as well as you're going to be able to see our shows, our broadcasts, live on the shows on our website.
Well, part of the media production is that all of the broadcasts and all the shows that we actually do will now be available for you. All you have to do is while you're on the website, drop us a line and a request and say, I want to get the broadcast from today, amen, and Kingdom Lifestyles, the date, and we'll go ahead and see what we can do to get that to you. We do have DVD and we do have CD, amen. So if you want to do the DVD, let us know. If you want a CD, let us know that as well. Mm-hmm. All we ask is that you just sow a seed, give a gift, amen, that will allow us to offset the cost of shipping and sending and all the rest of that. You know, even though we offer it to you without putting a charge on it, everyone knows that it costs something to ship, you know, things through the mail, mm-hmm. and also to buy the shipping compartments and everything else. And yeah, so if you will send something that will help us to do that, then we'll go ahead and get that together and get it out to you. I want to make sure that we let you know, because people have said, listen, I want to get the broadcast that mm-hmm. you did on this subject or on this date. It really blessed my soul. And you can have that if you just let us know. We'll make sure that it's available to you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, let's go ahead and of course, as the prophet said, we're revamping the website. So you'll start to see changes and things, mm-hmm. and then one day you'll look up and it'll be totally revamped. Amen. different colors, different schemes, everything
yes,
else.
Yes.
We're doing it now. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, let's get into this word for tonight. Amen. We're going into 2 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The 4th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father. And in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, we're going to start the first verse. And it says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead. Amen. Starting at the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
At his appearing and his kingdom. Second verse. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. He gives these right here. He says, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. Why? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we are living that today.
Yes.
But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Amen?
Amen.
So today, as we're looking at this and as we're dealing with this, we need to definitely see that this is something that Timothy or that Paul is speaking to Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really interesting as we look at the wording here that he tells him, you know, listen, I'll charge you before God. Amen.
Yes, yes.
And before Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. So he begins to tell him, listen, don't worry about some of this stuff. You're going to live a life, and the life that you're going to live is going to be one that will help you to minister this gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry about some of this other stuff, okay? People are going to come. People are going to go. Some of them are going to act like they got good sense. Some of them are going to act like they never had sense. Amen?
Amen.
If you gave them money in their pocket, they would still act like they ain't got sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody catch that later. Amen? Huh? The thing is that when you're dealing with the things of God, when you're dealing with the call of God, a lot of times men don't want to deal with the truth.
True.
Huh?
Yeah.
But you don't worry about them. Your job is not to sit back and try to make everybody hear the gospel that's coming out of your mouth. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you're trying to get everybody to hear the gospel coming out of your mouth, then you're spending a lot of time trying to persuade people based on what you feel or
mm-hmm.
what you believe,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily on the life that they should be watching.
Mm-hmm.
I always say this, if men will know God, if they're going to know anything about Christ, it's because they saw it in your life. Amen?
Amen.
So if they saw it in your life, it's because you're living your sermon.
Amen. Yes,
oh,
yes,
I wish
yes,
I could
yes.
take that and run with
yes,
it.
Yes, again.
Because too many people have good words, but they don't have good lifestyles. Huh? So all that's happening is they're sitting back trying to prove to people that they live at a certain level, or that they matriculated to a certain level in God. They have gotten the paperwork, they got the certificates, they got the degrees, they got the diplomas, but after all is said and done, they don't have Jesus. You don't have the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We can tell because your lifestyle says everything but Christian.
Yes.
See, sweet and bitter water shouldn't be flowing out this same pitcher. And, you know, so whenever you get to a place where you're upset and things are trying you, then the Christ inside of you should stand up.
That's good.
We should see the Jesus in you come out instead of you showing up instead of Jesus. Amen? So when things happen to you, it shouldn't happen to you in such a matter or such a manner that you come out of character.
Wow.
Okay, let me deal with that right quick.
Wow.
The reason why it's so easy for you to come out of character, because you never got in his character. You were already in your character. So when things got a little tough and tight, what happened was you showed up because you were already there.
That's it.
See,
yeah.
You can hold your breath for a little while, but eventually
it.
You got to come up for air. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So after all is said and done, you show up to church. You show up and you try to make sure everybody see you shouting. You want everybody to see you on the microphone. You want to see everybody to see you walking around with your big check and putting it in the offering. All these things right here are just outward appearances.
That's
but
right,
if
sir.
Nothing has happened on the inside, then keep your shout. Keep your solo. Keep
wow.
your. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
All of that stuff does not guarantee you getting into heaven. Huh?
Talk to
me. We got too many people. See, I wish I had time to go back to the Council of Nice and some of those other where they were selling off pleasantries.
Mm-hmm.
See, and they said, we don't have the authority to do this. It was given to the apostles. So we have to take the apostles' authority so we can make, you know, our authority stand.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they came up with the theology of secession.
All right.
Where they took and said, well, we're not going to observe the apostles anymore. We're going to become bishops. And the Pope is the chief apostle now.
Yes.
And he's the only one who is in secession. So without the Pope, we don't have the ability to walk as cardinals and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
All this comes down to them being able to sell pleasantries. What are pleasantries? When you die, you go to purgatory. When you get to purgatory, then we can do masses and things where people pay for the mass.
Come on now.
Huh? So that we can pray you out of hell.
That's
the
true.
Devil is a liar. Amen? Huh? See, and it's all that type of stuff right there that people have been running around after trying to find a way around. So I don't have to change my character.
Come on now.
Because I can make enough money to pay my way out of... No, you can't. Okay? So we need to just let that go right now. The Bible says very clearly that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen?
Yes.
So you're not getting eternal life the way that you want it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say something right there. You are going to have eternal life.
That's it.
Let's... No one lied to you. I thought I was given for eternal life. Yes, you were given for eternal life, but it was the wrong eternal life. Some are going to be raised up into damnation. Some are going to be raised up into the glory of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So you're going to live forever. How you live forever is what we're determining in this lifestyle.
Yes, Lord.
Amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? So while we're talking about this then,
mm-hmm.
then we have to understand that Why Paul is talking to Timothy, he tells him, listen, Jesus Christ will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Now, let me deal with this kingdom part right here, because we talk about kingdom lifestyle. And for the past decade or so, we've been hearing this buzzword.
Kingdom.
Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Church's name, kingdom this and kingdom that and kingdom dominion and dominion of his kingdom and everything else, and everything got a kingdom to it. But we don't see Christ in a lot of those places. And the reason why we don't see Christ in a lot of those places is because they were building up a kingdom unto themselves.
Yes.
But not unto the Lord.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's put a pin right there. Let's run over right quick.
All right. Let's go
over to making Matthew the 7th chapter. Amen. I thank God for this word. Amen.
Sure.
Matthew the 7th chapter. And the reason why we want to look here is because you need to see some things here. What they've done is they began to try to formulate, if you will, ways that they can capitalize on your development.
Okay.
So what they do is they don't teach you what you need to know.
All right.
Because they know if they teach you the truth, you'll grow. And if you grow, then you recognize and realize that these signs shall follow them that believe. And you, whether or not you have a minister's license, elder's ordination, a pastor, or any other gift or office,
mm-hmm.
because you believe as a child of God, you have authority to cast out devils.
That's right.
You see that?
That's right.
To tread on serpents, pick up any, drink any deadly thing, huh? Heal the sick. See, they've been trying to get you to think that you can't do none of that stuff because
right.
you got to have the preacher, the pastor, somebody around you.
Mm-hmm.
So people have been sitting there suffering when their deliverance was in their mouth.
Come on now, talk to us.
Huh? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth. As you confess the Lord Jesus, you can confess your healing. You can confess your deliverance. You can confess the resources, you can confess the finances and other things be manifest in your life.
Amen.
Just the same faith that you had when you confessed the Lord Jesus is the same faith it takes for you to manifest your healing.
Amen.
But they don't tell you that. Because if they tell you that, then you won't be trusting in them.
There it is.
See?
There it is.
Let's go to... Let's look at this. Matthew 7 and 15. Read that, prophetess, if you will.
All right. Reading out of the New King James Version. Beware of false prophets
mm-hmm.
who come to you in sheep's clothing,
mm-hmm.
but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit.
Wow. So that means that whatever's in you is going
to
show up, come out of
That's
you.
That's it.
Huh? Like I said, you can't hold your breath for so long. Amen? And when Paul was talking to Timothy, he said, don't worry about them.
That's what he said.
Jesus is going to judge them at his appearing and his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look over here at Micah 3 and 5. It says, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who make my people straight, who chant peace. Listen to this.
Wow.
They're not talking about repentance. They're not prophesying,
mm-hmm.
get it together.
Mm-hmm.
They're prophesying stuff, things, and the like. They have always a word in their mouth trying to chew everybody else out, but they can't see what needs to be chewed out on them.
Come on. That's a good word.
Huh?
Good word.
They can always tell you what's missing in your life, but they can't see that they're missing all kind of teeth and their stuff ain't put together and the clothes ain't sitting on them right. They can see everything on you, but they can't see nothing on them.
Mm.
The word that they preach or that they give as a way to say that this is something that we want people to know and believe. You preach about and you speak about peace when damnation should be coming out your mouth. So you don't want to preach that. You don't want to speak that because they ain't going to like me. That's going to mess with my honorarium.
Well,
listen, I'd rather have you hold the money and I have eternal life and have a well done, my good and faithful servant, than to get the money and lose what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? See, they're not preaching this gospel anymore. Mm-hmm. You know why they don't preach this gospel? It's because it's not profitable in the marketplace.
Yes,
for.
So you're not
going to get this in the mega ministry.
No, because
the mega ministry is about making you feel good so you give more. Huh? When we preach this gospel to you, it's so that you can be developed. See, the kingdom of God is going to stand. It's going to stand. It cannot fail. Amen. Because the victory is already won.
Yes. Yes.
Guaranteed. Not going nowhere. So they're not preaching, come Lord Jesus, come, because they don't want him to come. Because if he come, then they got to give up the Mercedes. They got to give up the Bentley. They got to give up those mansions. They got to give up all the other stuff. They got to give up those bank accounts and all the other things that they have amassed.
Correct.
Sitting back, not preaching the gospel, but preaching at a gospel. Huh? So, thus says the Lord, Micah 3:5, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who make the people stray. How do you make them straight? You don't tell them to get their lives together. You don't tell them to get it together. You don't bring them back into repentance. There's no call to repentance anymore. No one saying holy anymore. There's no one saying the Lord is holy, walk before him holy. There's nobody saying put away the defiled thing and the profane things anymore. Nobody's preaching those things anymore. Oh, you're just judgmental. You're old school. No, we are. We may be politically incorrect, but we're spiritually sound.
There you go.
Scripturally, it sets like it needs to, because it is the word of the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
God.
Huh? So the people are straying because they're not getting the unadulterated gospel anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting watered down versions of a gospel.
Hmm.
We're going to get into that in a minute. Who chant peace while they chew with their teeth. What are they chewing? Well, they're chewing on you. You can't feel them? They're eating at you.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make it over to this revival. Ooh, they got another. Ooh, they're going to preach and everything. I got my seed. I've been sitting
at
the side all week long.
That's it.
Can't get your lights on. You can't get your water on. You can't get your gas on. You ain't got no fuel for your vehicle, and your insurance ain't been paid. Your car note, you trying to hide your car around the corner, talking about the Lord about to bless me. The Lord is going to bless you when you start taking care of the gas, the lights. Because while you running after a word, trying to get something for a seed, all you're doing is sowing into an idolatry system.
That's it.
Oh, y'all don't want to hear that. And those of you who are living and making a living by that don't want me to say that. Amen. But I've sat on the organ and on the keyboards and been at a lot of these programs, and all they're doing is trying to find out how they can. That's why after they get done taking the offering, they always have some miracle water or something else, and there's a handkerchief or something else. Listen, when you're doing the work, the Lord will have people give you. I remember Mother Boyd. Thank God for our spiritual mother who's going on to be with
God
the Lord. Amen.
Because
Mother Boyd would preach a holy. Amen. She wasn't watering it down, and she didn't care what you thought. Amen. She's going to make it. If nobody else make it, surely I will.
That's
amen.
It.
And what she would say is, listen, I'm preaching this, and some people would try to bring her towels and hankies and stuff so that she could anoint them, and she didn't accept it from everybody.
She sure did.
Because everybody's intentions weren't pure.
Mm-hmm.
You bought me all these little towels and then brought this big giant beach towel that three people could lay on.
Right.
And that's the one you want me to give to you. Could you know my towel, mother? And she'd be like, listen, I'm going to see what the Lord says. If
that's
he ain't
it.
Say it, then this ain't your towel.
Many
thank you for bringing
away.
It. You know, and people would get upset because they thought that they was going to get that anointing and store it up. The anointing is never for show. The anointing is always for work. So if God allows the anointing to come upon you, when the Holy Spirit begins to rest upon you and the anointing manifests in your life, it's not for you to show people, looky, I got an anointing. Mm-hmm. No, the anointing showed up because there is a job to do. There is work to be done.
Yes,
and when you understand that, then you'll stop trying to make a show of the Holy Spirit and simply do the work.
Or conjure up.
That's what you do when you don't have nothing.
Conjuring.
You got to try to make somebody think that you got something. Huh? That's not God. Wasn't. Never will be. Amen. While they chew with their teeth,
mm-hmm.
who prepare war against him, who puts nothing into their mouths.
Woo! Wow. We see it. We see it.
So they make the people stray
mm-hmm.
by not telling them the truth, crying peace when war is coming.
Mm-hmm.
While they're living off of those folk. While they chew with their teeth. But who prepare war against them. Cutting the people down. You don't have a word of encouragement. You have a word of discouragement. People in your ministry should be encouraged
yes.
to develop. Not torn down while they're trying to develop. That's not God's way. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? Who prepare war against him. Who put nothing into their mouths. That means that you are not getting fed.
Yes.
You're not getting developed. There's nothing coming into your body that it can sustain itself on and gather strength from and gather nourishment from. There's nothing there. Put nothing into their mouths.
I understand. We see it.
Huh?
Or what little they put in their mouth is just enough.
But that's
never
it.
Enough for growth. Just huh? enough for just that moment.
Mm-hmm. Jesus speaking here. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, 15th verse, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. See, they come, they say this the right thing to get you into the fold, but once you get in there, they start nibbling at your toes. They start biting at your heels. Hmm? Bible says you will know them by their fruit. You see that?
Yes, Lord.
So when he's telling him that, he's saying there's some stuff that's going on that's going to continue to go on. Don't let that bother you. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? He said there's going to be some stuff that's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you, the more that it happened, don't you look at it crazy. If it happened, it happened, it happened. Amen?
Amen.
Leave it there. Hmm? Let's go back over here to 2 Corinthians, to Timothy.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
There you go. I was wondering where the rest of my scriptures were. There you go. All right. Here we go. 2 Timothy 4. Technology work with you is a great thing. When it ain't, you got to try to figure it out. It says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word.
Yes.
Okay, now we get down to the meat of this, because preaching the word is greater than just you getting up with three scriptures, opening three scriptures, a hoop, and a fallout.
That's right.
See, when you preach the word has to have something attached to it that is going to change your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We have all these people now. Academically, you have access to wonderful preaching and wonderful words where people have spoken and have given, if you will, they have given their two cents and their academic opinion on certain scriptures and certain
right.
things.
Right.
You can buy sermons and sermon outlines, amen. Right now, I know there's someone who every Sunday, they already know what they're preaching because they've already bought the series that they're preaching from, the outline. But they can't go out and get a sermon or create a sermon themselves. Why can't they do it? They can't do it because they never took time to have a relationship with God. So now it's time for them to demonstrate proficiency in their relationship with God, and they don't have anything to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So what ends up happening then is as they are up there, they're going through the words, reading them verbatim, because they can't hear from the Spirit, because the Spirit isn't speaking. You understand? When the Spirit isn't speaking, then that means you have to trust on your outline and the words you wrote.
That's right.
Huh? I thank God that sometimes we put the work in and get our outline and things together, and we know where we're going to go and how we're going to proceed. We know what flow we are seeking to achieve, and as we're doing it, we find out that sometimes that is thrown to the side. Because when you start speaking and you start ministering, mm-hmm. the Word of God will take you where it wants you to go, not where you were trying to go.
That's right.
So you find out that if there's nothing on the inside of you, once he moves you from that paper to what needs to be done here. See, you have to understand, logos is written word, but mm-hmm. rhema is spoken word.
Amen.
And the rhema word comes right now to deal with a right now situation in this setting. So when you have a need in your life, logos is good because it reminds you of the scripture that the Lord said. But the revelation of that written word is what you really need.
Yes.
Rhema. You need rhema because rhema is going to bring enlightenment to you. It's going to bring life into that word so that when you hear it, it will shift something in your intellect.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is going to change when you hear this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you have an answer to the question. Now you have a solution to the problem.
Yes.
Now you have a focus in all the confusion. Now you can see what I need to be looking at, what I need to be focused on,
right.
and how I need to proceed. Because even though you had the logos there, the word of God, the rhema began to speak to you, and it brought the logos to life. Now, if you don't have no word in you, then all you have is logos. And the Bible says that the letter killeth,
but
the Spirit gives life.
Yes, God.
So if you don't have no word inside of you,
Lord.
What do you want to give? How do you move forward when there's nothing there to move on?
Okay.
Mm. So now we have people who are sitting around what do we call it? We call it when you take somebody else's work and use it as your own.
Plagiarism.
We have people in the pulpit, plagiarists in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't want nobody to say nothing. I'm the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
This is what
mm-hmm.
I do. It's a resource. It is a resource. But that resource cannot take the place of poor personal development.
Exactly. Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
So instead of you getting from somebody so you can have something for Sunday morning, why don't you stop paying $5.99 for your sermon outline and all of that? And why don't you get on the face and ask the Lord, what should I preach? How should I lead your people?
Yes.
Which way should we go? Lord, I'm seeking after you.
Oh,
I need direction from you.
Yes.
See, if you're saying those things, then the Holy Spirit begins to speak back you.
Mm-hmm.
And as he speaks back to you, then you get clarity of direction.
Amen. That's it.
You get a focus on glory.
That's it.
Now you can move forward, and we see that the house of God begins to grow because the people are being fed.
Yes.
Otherwise, what you're doing is you're standing in a position feigning that you know what you're doing, but you really don't. You're faking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we talk about false prophets. And false evangelists, and false pastors, and apostles, and the like. Because there are too many of them out here, and they learn how to say the right words. They get the lingo down,
yes,
huh?
They
but
do.
They don't get the relationship down.
Mm-hmm.
So while they're saying God is the God who's going to do, and he has it, and the Bible simply says, and then after they finish all of that, then they're trying to bed you down or bed down somebody around you or talking about somebody, gossiping, running over here, got a problem with this, that, and other. That's why we're seeing, and I'm going to say it, I know people aren't going to like it, but the Bible is right, amen, that there is a grace given to us according to Christ's gift to us, amen. It goes on to say, and if you want to know where I am, I'm in Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse, amen. And when we go on down to the 11th verse, that's why he said afterwards, after we talk about the gift and the measure of Christ's gift given to some of us or to us for the body of Christ, amen, what we find then he gave to some apostles, some evangelists, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers.
Amen.
But now, if you don't have that grace, then you can stand in the office of an apostle, and eventually that office will take you out because you don't have a grace to stand in it.
Come on now.
Huh? You can stand, you can try to stand in the office of a prophet, but eventually what will happen is when you need to stand in the grace of it, you don't have it, so that will take you out. Listen, we have to be realistic that the seven sons of Sceva, amen, who saw their father doing it because he was a priest.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what they were doing based on the mechanics of it, but they didn't have the relationship of it. So when they went to go cast out the one demon, he said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? See, when you start dealing with authorities like that, when you start dealing with demonic powers like that, you need to not just know the mechanics of it. You need to have a connection to the source. Because if you know that in the name of Jesus,
yes,
they
God.
Have to respond. See, that was casting out the devils and demons in the name of Jesus, who Paul preached, which means that they knew that Jesus was the cause of them coming out.
Right.
But they didn't know it for themselves. Paul preached it, so I'm going off of what Paul said.
Right.
I don't have a personal revelation for this. Amen. And that's what happens when you aren't developed in your Christian walk.
Wow.
The preacher has to do it. Because even though you know that you have power in the name of Jesus, you're waiting on Pastor Big Toe to come over here and do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. When you have a personal relationship, you don't have to wait on him.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it yourself. They didn't have a personal relationship with Christ.
Right.
Huh? So even though they used the name, they didn't have that relationship. They were not connected to the source. And the demon knew it.
He sure did.
So now we have people standing in the office trying to do the work, and they don't have the grace because they're not connected to the source. You see? And when the enemy come in, then they resort back to carnal means of coping.
There it is.
Drugs.
Right. Alcohol.
Alcohol. All kind of alternative lifestyles and indulgences of them.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because I remember coming up, and those of you who remember this, you can say amen really loudly about this. But I remember when we got saved, they taught us in the holiness church, mm-hmm. they taught us coming up, amen, those old mothers and those old saints used to teach us that the Holy Spirit is a keeping power.
Yes, he is. Yeah, they sure did.
So if he's a keeping power, what is he keeping you from? He's keeping you from your sinful nature, which would run rampant if you didn't have the Holy Spirit as a governor on your life.
Wow.
So here you are running around talking about the Holy Spirit allowed you to do this, but now you can't help your flesh, and the Lord got to help you. The Lord helped you when he sent the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
All right now.
That's true now.
Let's get back to this. 2 Timothy 4 and 2. Preach the word.
Yes, God.
Be ready in season and out of season. Now, the thing that we have is that people right now don't have a right now word because you need time to go research a word.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have...
Right.
You don't really have inside of yourself any word. You understand?
Wow.
There's no word there. Hmm? And since there's no word there, guess what? After all is said and done, after all is over, when it's time for you to give a ready word, you got to wait. Huh? You got to wait until you get to the place where you can actually, Lord, help me, Jesus. Lord, help me. Well, the battle is the Lord's. It's not yours. It's the Lord's. That's not scripture. Huh?
Right.
Hmm? So if the battle is the Lord's and it's not yours, amen, mm-hmm. huh, then you have to see that this being ready in season and out of season means that you have to have the word in you. Isn't it interesting that he started with preach the word? Why preach the word? Because in preaching the word, you have to know the word. Huh? And then he goes on and said, be ready in season and out of season. You see that? Now, look what other things he says here. Convince. Let's look at this convincing. Amen. See, the word convince there means that regardless what's going on, you should have a word, amen, that will keep people in line. That means when they come, you know, but my flesh is, well, I really wanted to. You should have something on the inside of you that says regardless of what you wanted to do, this is what you need to do. There's a convincing argument, amen, huh? And the Holy Spirit helps you with your witness, amen. Look at what it says here in Titus, the second chapter and the 15th verse. It says, speak these things, exhort, and rebuke them with all authority. That means that when you begin to do these things that we're talking about, there should be some authority in what you're doing. Amen? And whether or not you have to exhort, huh? When you rebuke, huh? All these things have to be done with all authority. That means you can't use your authority when it's convenient and use your common sense the next time. Because your common sense, amen, when you're dealing with spiritual matters, it's not common anymore. See, if the Lord took your common sense, Jesus would have never got up on a cross. Because self-preservation is common sense. You see what I'm saying? Self-preservation is common sense to the world. But what we have to see is that the word, amen.
Amen.
Huh? The word is not a common sense word. It mm-hmm. is a spiritual entity.
Yes.
It is alive.
Yes.
It is kicking.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So when you speak, you have to speak, but you have to know what your authority is. Because you can't rebuke, and you don't know what you're rebuking,
wow.
number two, or why you're rebuking it. Huh?
That's true.
You can't exhort what you don't have in-depth knowledge of. Huh? You'll sound interesting, but you'll never be able to do it right. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? Let no one despise you. Amen? Rebuke. Because we're dealing with rebuke, let's look at rebuke. Those of you who say, well, listen, we don't know about rebuking because in today's society, we taught to celebrate diversity and, mm-hmm. and to show religious tolerance and everything else. Okay, well, let's see what the word says here because there are certain things that you can't do and there's no way for us to counsel you
right.
in the pastor's office when your lifestyle is against the word of God.
Amen.
What are we supposed to do? Well, let's see what he tells Timothy here, 1 Timothy 5 and 20. He says, those who are sinning rebuke in the presence of all.
Wow. That's the word.
That the rest may fear. You just being judgmental. No, I'm being spiritually correct. Brother and sister, I'm just doing what the Bible says to do.
That's it.
See, you don't want the Bible to stand because you don't want nobody to put you on, how they say, put you on blast. But this isn't putting you on blast. This is telling you that if you're going to do something according to development in the body of Christ, in your Christian walk, in your Christian experience, then you need to put aside certain things. So no, we're not making excuses for bad behavior. Huh? Get rid of the excuse and get rid of the behavior.
Amen.
Amen? Those who are sinning rebuke in the presence of all that the rest may fear. Well, I don't like how that said that. That sounds a little bit judgmental. Okay, well, let's go back to Titus. Amen. Titus 1 and 13. This testimony true, therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Oh, so wait a minute. Hold on. Oh. So when rebuke comes, it doesn't come to tear you down. It comes to make sure that you are sound in the faith. Amen. Because when you are making excuses for bad behavior, it leads you away from the presence of the Lord, because he is the spirit of truth. Amen. And when truth comes, first of all, it's going to make you mad.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But after it makes you mad, it's going to set you free. Huh? The truth shall set you free, but the truth going to make you really mad first. So sometimes you're going to get upset. Don't let that getting upset exclude you from your reward. Amen. It shouldn't preclude you from your development. They got on my nerves. They tell me, okay, all that stuff you just did, shut all that down. Huh? That's why when we pray at the very end of this, we always pray that you be those who are saved and newly saved, that the Lord will lead you to a Bible teaching, a Bible believing ministry where you can be developed. Why? Because when you are developed, the first thing that happens to you is as you're being developed, the fear of God is already in the leader. You see? And as the fear of God is in the leader, then they won't misuse you or misinform you or misguide you. You see that? Yeah. There would be no misdirection, no misappropriation of the life and the resources that God has brought to the kingdom of God through you.
Amen.
Okay. But you're going to be sound of faith. You're going to have it together. Amen.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Huh? What's the next one? Exhort. What is exhortation? Exhortation is when we expound on the word. It is not quite a sermon, amen.
Right.
But it is an expounding on the word of God, amen. I know that the men and women of God coming up, when I was coming up, didn't always have the best education, if you will. Huh? But what they did have is they did have a knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
They had a relationship. Well, sisters, they don't do noonday prayers anymore.
No, they don't.
People are too busy for noonday prayers. They're too busy for a lot of these things. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's look at this. With our long-suffering and teaching, that means that we got to be patient while we're teaching. And I tell you, there are times when I felt like pulling my hair out. I don't understand how I was just telling Prophetess this earlier today. I said, you know what? It doesn't make sense when you give the word and the word is sound, why people can't just grab a hold of the word. Obey the word. Huh? You hear later on after they ran through brick walls and been dragged along the ground and scraped up and everything, that then that finally now they're going to do what God said do. When God told you before the scrape, when God told you before the scars and the bruises and all that other trauma that you have to go through, what you need to do. Huh? It is interesting that they would continue to do that. But when we see that, we're not to give up. The Bible says here with long suffering.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I forgot a word prior to that. It says all long suffering. I could be patient here, but that right there, no, that too. See, it didn't click for you
right. All
the time.
Very true.
You see, it wasn't always one of those where you got, oh, I got it. Thank you, Jesus. I see it. I got it. I'm good. No, sometimes it didn't work like that. Sometimes you had to hear it two or three times. Sometimes you had sermons and series preached on you and the mess you were trying to go through because you couldn't quite get it. But eventually it snap. Oh, yeah. And now you can move on. Now you turn around to the next person. Don't you try to hold their feet to the fire and you couldn't stand it yourself? No. Okay? Huh? See, just because you came through a test and a trial didn't make you a leader.
That's right.
To try to bring other people through. Sat down. You're still learning how to mature and how to progress. Amen? Huh? That's the problem. The Bible, I'm going to preach this in Ezekiel. It says, woe unto the shepherds of Israel. Amen? Huh? But it also says, and woe unto those sheep that butt and push with their shoulders and their heads. Amen? Huh? So there are those in the body of Christ who feel that they have already arrived. And baby, when you get to my level, you'll understand what I'm saying. Listen, if you're not here to help, then sit down. If you know greater than the pastor, then maybe you in the wrong church. We got enough pew pastors causing enough problems already. Amen. Mm. Third verse, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Lord, I wish I had time to get into this. Those of you who have listened to our broadcast before, you know that we have been preaching against all these falsehoods. And someone said to me a little while ago, they said, how could you say that that's not God and everything? Look at how big those churches are. And I said, they're big because they're preaching a gospel of convenience and not a gospel of conviction.
That's it, sir.
It's not a gospel of conviction. It's, they want a gospel that tells them that they can live any way they want to live
and
do whatever they want to do, and God is going to understand and it's going to be okay.
Come on.
But that's not God. God didn't tell us that. God told us to be holy and walk circumspect before him.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there that excuses bad behavior. There's nothing there that understands my point of view. This Bible was written before I got here, and after I'm dead and gone, the Bible will still be here. And guess what? The word was true before I started. The word is going to be true long after I'm gone. Amen. It is eternal word. It proves itself over and over again. So we have to look at this. Men don't want sound doctrine. Paul is telling Timothy that because he already understands that preaching this gospel, if it was true in that day that men didn't want it, what happens thousands of years down the road where we are today? Men are still trying to find a way to 1 Timothy 6 and 6, 6 and 5, make a living off the gospel.
Yep.
That those who think that the gospel is a means to wealth, okay? So we see in all of that prosperity theology, hyper grace, live and God, oh, he loves you so much that he won't punish you. You're okay. Wait a minute. No. This Bible challenges us to change, and we have to accept the challenge.
In every area.
In every area of our life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, prophetess, pray us out. You know.
Amen. Come on, bow your heads. Father, right now, we thank you for this word. God, help us today, so that we can be carriers of your glory, carriers of holiness, carriers of righteousness, God, living this word, not just hearing it, but that our lifestyles reflect that which you have ordained. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name right now to change somebody's heart and mind. Give them the strength to go through. Father, help somebody to lay aside every weight and sin that is easily besetting them. God, help us to remove every excuse to walk in obedience, every excuse to walk in doubt, every excuse to live in hurt and fear and doubt and in our past. God, help us today so that we will be challenged to change. Father, we bless your holy name with the help of your Holy Spirit as we walk in obedience to your word. Help us now that we shall fulfill and overcome all and recover all in Jesus' name. Now, say, please pray this prayer. Father, I'm a sinner. Forgive me for all of my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me in the precious blood of Jesus. I'll serve you all my days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pray that if you pray those prayers, that you will be led to a Bible teaching, a Bible-believing ministry where you can learn how to live the kingdom lifestyle. God has a plan for you, but he got a job for you. Amen. In order for you to do the job, you need to know him like that. Amen. Yeah. So you got to mature and grow and develop. Amen. Amen. Go to our website, www.ckr. We pray that you will become a vision partner with us and help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Remember, if you want a copy of this broadcast or any other broadcast, let us know on the website. Send a donation with your request so that we can get it to you. We didn't specify the amount, amen. But anything that you do will help us to spread this gospel around the world, amen.
Amen.
I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
And I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live this kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord.